This is chapter 1, Mishnah 1. So this Masechta is dealing with issues around Karas, the Issur of Karas, which you've all heard about. So what is Karas? It's actually a Machlokes Rishonim as to exactly what Karas is, and he brings the different opinions in the introduction before Mishnah 1 of here. So for example, according to Rashi, it's the penalty of Karas is premature death without leaving any offspring. That's what that's according to Rashi. Then Ben Ezra brings here, Karas signifies the extinctions of one's name through the death of his descendants. The Rambam says, no, it's got to do with the world to come. And this means that if a person gets Karas, that means that they don't share in the life and the world to come. And the famous Ramban on this, the Ramban says there's actually three different issues of Karas. Depends on what the sin is. Sometimes it entails a death in this world, early death. Sometimes it entails losing the world to come, and sometimes it entails both, early death in this world and early death in the next world, and it depends on the way the pasuk is set out. That's the famous Ramban on the topic. So, Kemachlok is exactly what the punishment entails. But says the Mishnah, Shloshim v'shesh krisis b'Torah, there are 36 things for which a person could get karas for in the Torah, and they are as follows. Haba alaim, a person has relations with his mother, val eshes ha'av, with his father's wife, val akala, here we go, val akala, with a daughter-in-law, haba ala zachor, with a male, val habahema, with an animal, the isha mavia es habahema aleh, a woman with an animal, haba al isha ubita, if the person has relations with a woman and her daughter, val eshes ish, or a married woman, haba al achosa, his sister, val achos aviv, his father's sister, val achos imo, his mother's sister, val achos ishtoi, with his wife's sister, val eshes achiv, with his brother's wife, val eshes achi aviv, with his father's brother's wife, val hanida, with a nida. So all of those are the forbidden relationships. So for all of those forbidden relationships, so the Issur is Karas. And the other interesting thing is that for some of these, there's also the death penalty applies, right? But the death penalty only applies when there's witnesses and warning. When there's no witnesses and warning, then the Issur Karas applies. So you do have some sins, we'll see just now, like Shabbos, where it could either be death at the hands of the court, or you know, or the Issur Karas if there's no witnesses. You get one or the other, you don't, yeah. So in a way, you'd actually rather have the death penalty of the court, because if you remember in Sanhedrin, there was a teshuva process in the way there. So the teshuva process would actually help a person over here. Yeah, a magadef, a blasphemer, a person who blasphemes Hashem's name, avoid a zara, who worships idols, but noisen mizara lemolech, a person who passes his child to molech. Remember, he didn't actually kill the child; he passed the child over the fire, yeah. Baal Oiv was a person who put the skull under his arm and try to predict the future and that, like sorcery. Mechalel es Shabbos, someone who breaks Shabbos. The Tamei she'achal es HaKodesh, someone who is Tamei and eats holy food. Vaba lemikdash Tamei, person who comes to the temple who is Tamei. Ha'oichel chaylev, a person who eats the forbidden fats from an animal, the dam or blood. Noisar, the leftovers beyond the time, or pigle, if the animal was killed with an incorrect intention, the sacrifice, then he ate it, then it's a pigle. Hashochet v'hamale b'chut, someone who sacrifices an animal and then offers it up outside the temple. That was is forbidden, Issur Karas. Ha'ochel chametz b'pesach, chametz on Pesach, as we know, is an Issur Karas. Va'ochel va'oseh malocha b'yom ha'kippurim, someone who does malocha or who eats on Yom Kippur, that's an Issur Karas. V'mefatam es ha'shemen, someone who prepares the oil. This was the anointing oil that they used to use in the temple. V'mefatam es ha'ketores, so someone who prepares the ketores. V'asach b'shemen b'hamishcha, or who uses the anointing oil. So even if he doesn't prepare it, but he uses the temple's anointing oil. And then ha'pesach v'amila b'mitzvas asa. These are all negative commandments. There are two positive commandments that are in Issur Karas, and that is bris milah. If a person doesn't have a bris milah, he's Issur Karas. And if a person doesn't eat the korban Pesach on Pesach, so that's also an Issur Karas.